fear. Be courageous and strong. Do not be afraid or suffer a shock before them, because Jehovah your God is the one marching with you. He will neither desert you nor leave you entirely. When the minister of the man of the true God rose early to get up and went out, why, there a military force was surrounding the city with horses and war chariots. At once his attendant said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" But he said, "Do not be afraid, for there are more who are with us than those who are with them." And Elisha began to pray and say, "O Jehovah, open his eyes, please, that he may see." Immediately Jehovah opened the attendant's eyes, so that he saw, and look, the mountainous region was full of horses and war chariots of fire, all around Elisha.
Be courageous and strong. Do not be afraid, nor be terrified because of the king of Assyria, and on account of all the crowd that is with him. For with us there are more than there are with him. With him there is an arm of flesh, but with us there is Jehovah our God to help us and to fight our battles.
God is for us a refuge and strength, a help that is readily to be found during distresses. That is why we shall not fear, though the earth undergo change, and though the mountains totter into the heart of the vast sea, though its waters be boisterous, foam over, though the mountains rock at its uproar. Trembling at men is what lays a snare, but he that is trusting in Jehovah will be protected.
Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not gaze about, for I am your God. I will fortify you. I will really help you. I will really keep fast hold of you with my right hand of righteousness. But I said, "Alas, O sovereign Lord Jehovah, here I actually do not know how to speak, for I am but a boy." And Jehovah went on to say to me, "Do not say, 'I am but a boy,' but to all those to whom I shall send you, you should go, and everything that I shall command you, you should speak. Do not be afraid because of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you," is the utterance of Jehovah. At that, Jehovah thrust his hand out and caused it to touch my mouth. Then Jehovah said to me, "Here I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have commissioned you this day to be over the nations and over the kingdoms, in order to uproot and to pull down, and to destroy and to tear down, to build and to plant." And as for you, you should gird up your hips, and you must rise up and speak to them everything that I myself command you. Do not be struck with any terror because of them, in order that I may not strike you with terror before them. But as for me, here I have made you today a fortified city, and an iron pillar and copper walls against all the land, toward the kings of Judah, toward her princes, toward her priests, and toward the people of the land. And they will be certain to fight against you, but they will not prevail against you. For I am with you, is the utterance of Jehovah, to deliver you.
And do not become fearful of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather be in fear of him that can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. There is no fear in love. But perfect love throws fear outside, because fear exercises a restraint. Indeed, he that is under fear has not been made perfect in love.